you've heard some of these other allegations that have been in the news lately. Let me address those. That some of what the slave labor at Scientology is about is creating gifts or perks for people at the top of the Scientology pyramid. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, when I was there every year for specifically for David Miscavige for birthdays and for Christmas, when we would line up to pick up our weekly pay, an amount from our pay, a fixed amount, would be deducted to be donated for a gift for David Miscavige. So if you've got, let's say there's 800 people working at that one property, and for 2 or 3 weeks, everybody gives $10 out of their weekly pay to buy him a present. And we would buy him an underwater camera rig, or we'd buy him a $5,000 suit, or one organization would buy the fabric for his suit in Italy, and another organization would pay for it to be sewn up for him at the High Society Tailor in Beverly Hills. And he was given motorcycles and BMWs, and all, every year. It was every year. It was a birthday and Christmas. It was, there you go. I mean, in the story in the New Yorker, there's a $70,000 motorcycle that he was given, and the Scientology spokeshole says it's these are gifts for our whatever they call him, the dear leader or whatever, and then not only David Miscavige, when I was there, and there's stories of people that are talking out now that happened after I left, but there were staff there that worked on putting super high-end audiovisual systems in Tom Cruise's jet and redoing his house, like literally renovating his house.
And they would be like farmed out to the house? I mean, how would that come about?
Sea Org members from Golden Era Productions or from the Int base would actually travel to his hangar, and they renovated his hangar. The Sea Org members renovated his hangar. He would pay for cost of materials, but the labor is Sea Org members. He's not paying them. There's no bill at the end of the day from Golden Era Productions to Tom Cruise saying, okay, here, we had 50 guys working for you for 3 weeks. You owe us $200. It's a freebie. It's a gimme. This one gentleman that's quoted in the New Yorker article, John Brousseau, he spent 2,000 hours making Tom Cruise a luxury SUV and a tricked out Ford Expedition or Excursion or whatever it was. And, it's a $100,000 limousine. And this Sea Org member, with other Sea Org members from the Golden Era Productions, they fabricated this thing from scratch. They literally tore a Ford down to its frame and tricked it out with leather seats and speakers and burl hardwood finishes. We're talking insanity here.
But he would have had that talent before he came to work for Scientology, correct? I mean, you just don't learn that overnight.
Yeah, I don't know about that guy. I mean, I've seen some of the stuff he's done, and I worked with him when he was there. I mean, he's a very highly skilled craftsman, but I don't know if he did it all along, okay, or he just. You know, that's another thing. When you're working 100 hours a week, if you're working on making wood finishes 100 hours a week for 20 years, you get pretty damn good at doing wood finishes.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not saying. All right. So, again, we're talking with Mark Headley. The book is Blown for Good. You can link up to him through coasttocoastam.com. And he talks about life inside the Iron Curtain of Scientology. And there's been some other interesting charges, you know, that Tom Cruise would have known that this was slave labor, that there's no way he couldn't have known that, that people were doing this in service to Scientology, but to his own personal reward, that he couldn't claim, I thought that these people were getting paid a fair wage. What would be your comment to that?
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, here's the real telltale of that. When he got a luxury, whatever it was, the cost of it, limousine, he there was no labor on that for what he paid. I mean, you don't real world.
But could he have an expectation that the church was paying you all, the Church of Scientology was paying you a fair wage to do these things? That for as far as he knew, everybody was getting $25, $30, $40 an hour, and this was just something that the church was giving him as a gift.
No.
But everybody was being taken care of.
Yeah, no. Nothing didn't happen. He knows. Tom Cruise has been to the Ant base a ton of times. He knows what goes on. He knows who's working on what. He knows what they're getting. I mean, you know, I mean, you could tell. You could tell when you see somebody and just the way they're dressed and the way they carry themselves and, you know, I seriously doubt that that's going to be a good excuse to pull out at the end. Like, oh, I didn't know. You know, I think the dude who built the SUV should send him a bill. Hey,
yeah.
Here, I gave you the SUV. You pay for the parts. Here's my bill for the labor, bud.